Om Shanti. So nice to be with all of you in your last session. Did you all enjoy?
Yes.
Enjoy means transformation. Yeah? So we call it as retreat, but it is bhatti. You know, it is bhatti, which means baking myself inside the oven. So that means I emerge totally baked, big, or a real gold. In this confluence age, you know, we each one have a very important role in the drama, especially in Brahmin family. We have children, we have youth, we have kumars, we have kumaris, other kumar, other kumaris, couples. Everyone has an important role to play. And the role of the parents, those who live in the family and look after children, fulfill both responsibilities, laukik and alaukik, their role is very important. Why? Because the aim of Raj Yoga is to become from ordinary woman into Lakshmi and ordinary man into Narayan. And the most important thing is to follow purity in our life, live like a lotus. So when we tell that to people, they will all always ask us, do you have any practical proof to show that there are people living that kind of life? So we can only point towards the parents, those who live in the family life and are leading a life of lotus. And that is why I said, you are the practical proof of Baba's knowledge. Yeah? By seeing you, other family people will make bargain with Baba. Because they see the practicality, you know. Like sometimes all the members of the family are not in knowledge. One child may follow, the other child may not follow. You know, one partner can follow, the other partner may not follow. So there are different roles. But still managing, living in the same family like a lotus, following the principles, is a challenge. Even sannyasis say that wife and husband cannot stay together. It is like a cotton, wool and fire, cannot stay together. But you prove to the world it is possible. And that is what is going to glorify Baba's name in the future. So you should always have this self-respect. Living in the family, we are the practical proof of Baba's knowledge. You know, when there is a proof, there is no need for anything. You can see it. But of course, in order to maintain that responsibility, we have to pay some attention on ourselves. You know, somebody will not become an example in front of others just like that. Like Brahma Baba became a practical example, not just like that. He also had some attention on his dharana. You know, how he should interact with people, how he should relate with others, and that is what made him loved by all. You know, so we have to take 3 certificates living in the family life. One is, first of all, Baba is pleased with me, family is pleased with me, and I am pleased with myself. So how many of you think you have got these 3 certificates? Not sure, half hand only. They're putting down, grinding up. So that is the degree we are getting at the end of the confluence age. So have the aim for the new year that I must claim this certificate. First of all, Baba is pleased with me and family pleased with myself. Lastly, I am pleased with myself too. And in order to do that, there are three tips we can remember. If you want to get the certificate of being pleased, God being pleased with you, you have to think about what God likes. God is truth. He likes honesty. So those who are honest are loved by God. God is pleased with those who are honest. So you need to be truthful, honest with yourself, with Baba, with everyone. So even though it is difficult to live in honesty in this world, but I have to keep up. So that will make you win God's heart and you will claim the certificate. So now Baba is not in Sakar. So how can Baba come and tell you? So it is through the corporeal instruments like Dr. Nirmala, Sister Jayanti or Sister Vedanti, whatever, whoever is the regional coordinator, they are the responsible instruments now. So if they have given the certificate, they are pleased, means Baba is pleased. And secondly, family, it's a big problem, big challenge, not a problem, to get certificate from the family. When I say family, it is with your Laukik family and the center you are connected. Laukik and Alaukik. Even though some of the family members may not be coming, but still they are pleased with the way you are interacting with them, the way you communicate with them, the way your attitude, they are pleased and you are pleased with them. And for that, remember one slogan, you know, give respect and receive respect. Always, always you must make sure you respect, because respect and regard. See, regard is physical, respect is spiritual. Regard is given on the basis of the role that you are playing, the position that you have, you know, in the society, regard is given. But respect is given on the basis of soul consciousness. So whether they are young children, grandchildren, children, grandmother, grandfather, whoever it is, respect all. So when they feel respected, then they will also respect you. That is a certificate. You know, just because they don't follow Baba's knowledge, you don't create an attitude of disrespect. You know, you look at them in a kind of vision, they get the vibration, you know. No, they are all Baba's children. Because as souls, we all belong to one rosary, Rudra rosary. You know, that's what Baba said the other day. Rudra rosary is made up of 9 billion souls. Yeah, so everyone is God's children. Don't just think of otherwise at all. Maybe their role to accept God in the corporeal form now is delayed, that is all. But they are accepting. That will allow you to respect them at all times. And if you have respect for someone, you listen to them with patience. This is another way of respecting. One is respecting someone means to accept them as they are, what they are. And secondly,
where is the mic for the?
It's okay. Now it's too late. Yeah. No, it's okay. The second thing is to respect means. When, you know, small children sometimes come and tell you something. Sometimes your children wants to talk to you. So you give time. Yeah? You give time. Listen to them. Even though that it doesn't have any meaning of what they are saying. But doesn't matter. Because if you want them to listen to you, you have to listen to them. Because that will make them feel respect. And secondly, very important, don't point out the weakness of your children in front of others. You know, don't scold them in front of others. They feel disrespected and they will want to take a revenge to disrespect you in the same way in front of others. So one thing I really want to tell the parents, nowadays you don't see the size of the body of your children and treat them. The body may be small, younger in age, but they have been carrying a lot of experience, more experience than you. Because they have come from the sanskaras of the past birth. So what kind of experience they carry with them, you don't know. So don't treat them seeing the size of the body. See them as soul and treat them as an experienced person. Yeah, experienced person. Then it creates a kind of relationship of friendship. What is important nowadays is to facilitate your role as a parent is not to be bossy, not to be like an authority. They are not going to listen to you because they don't have self-respect and there is ego, and so I cannot make them listen to me. When I also have ego, I am a mother, father, they should listen. What I say, they wouldn't. But you have to be facilitator. You facilitate their growth. That means you are always available. No, the definition of a facilitator is a good guide on the side. So you are available when they need you. Ask for anything. But don't interfere all the time in what they are doing, correcting. They feel you like a police, you know, and they will just respond to you for that time, but they will not have any respect because you are controlling them. So you have to handle your children like a kite flying, you know. When you want to make the kite fly high, you have to loose. You leave the thread loose, it will fly. But if you want to control it hard, it will tear. So if you want your children to listen to you, you just need to be, you know, like withdraw, stand back and observe. This is very important. You must know when to come in and when to withdraw. So then they will be happy and they will take more responsibility. Otherwise, nowadays we find that, you know, children give respect externally just to please you, but internally they don't have any respect. And the important another aspect of the parents is to be an example. You just be what you want to say. You speak through your actions. Because nowadays children don't want to listen to you and do what you say. They watch you, what you do. If you tell the children don't watch movie and you are sitting and watching movie, they will not have any respect for you. You know, as Nirmala Ben was saying, you don't tell them to wake up in the morning. You know, but you do it regularly and create such an atmosphere in the family that they themselves want to wake up and come and sit next to you. Because nowadays, even for the elders, we cannot teach people by speaking words. The other day also Baba was saying, nowadays, you know, we can't teach by speaking worldly, but through actions and silence. So keep a lot of attention, you know, what you are doing. You know, in their presence, in their absence also. So then they will follow the action. Brahma Baba taught everyone like that. Whatever he wanted children to do, he did it himself first. And seeing him, others followed. So this is something very important, you know. So I also, one thing is, as a family person, I must make sure I keep a good balance. You know, not too much worldly, materialistic life, not too much spiritual. Because otherwise what happens is, you are not able to maintain a balance between body and mind. And then you were not able to teach children to maintain that balance. Somewhere we will miss out our responsibility, not taking care of their health, not taking care of their studies, not taking care of their needs. So other people who are watching us, then they will start complaining, because you are going to Raj Yoga, your children are not studying well. Because you are going to Raj Yoga, their health is not good. So you have to make sure you provide the need of the children. You know, including yourself also. Otherwise, imbalanced life is not going to make you happy, not make them others happy, you know. So that is why I think we have to use the power of discerning. Where I am needed. No, sometimes you are needed in the center. Some seniors are coming, they want your help, so they will ask you to come and help. Okay, you give help. But sometimes at the same time, say for example, one of your children are sick, they need your help, your presence. So I may need to sacrifice here. I have to be honest and speak to the sisters or brothers, say, I can't make it this time because I have to pay attention to the health of my children or whatever, you know. So in that way, they will appreciate that how much you care for them. But sometimes we feel very missing, so we become selfish, we neglect that responsibility and fulfill our desires. And then in the long run, we get complaints from the public. In the sense, Laukik relatives, neighbors, they watch how the children are going astray because the mother is in the center, father is in the center. So you need to have a discernment, you know. Where you are necessary, you pay attention. And then if it is not, then you take your benefit also. So, one thing Baba always says, you know, balance of love and law. So, that is why it is important for you to be a trustee. You know, even the children belong to Baba, I am only a trustee to take care of them. Love and detachment. Brahma Baba had this speciality. So, if you want to become Bhavsaman, even yesterday Murli also Baba was talking. You know, he was totally detached and loving. That means not to pull their intellect towards you, not to get pulled towards them. Yes, I take care, but then at certain times they have to go through certain experience to grow. You know, like when a baby is born, you will put the baby in your lap and make them grow. But then after some time, they have to learn walking. When they are walking, they will fall, they will cry, get up. Let them go through. Because if they don't go through that experience, they will never grow, isn't it? So don't make the children dependent on you too much. You know, that is what is called love. Because when you do everything, teach them to do things for themselves. You know, even though they may not do well as you would do, but it's okay. Let them learn. Let them become independent so that you are not pulled. So when I have attachment, what I do? I will do every little things for them. And then when you are not there, they would, no, don't know what to do. You know, so I need to have responsibility but not burden. Now the church, now the child is writing examination, so you got so much of burden on your head. What will happen, whether the child is not studying? So you can only advise, but then you cannot take the burden. If you feel the burden, that is like a householder. If you feel the lightness, responsibility, that is trustee. You know, if you worry about what will happen to the children, what will happen to the family, this and that, so that is householder's attitude. But trustee means I have responsibility, I am concerned but not worried. You know, you don't have a kind of possessiveness, but at the same time allow the child to have freedom. Love is freedom. So then they will be able to grow in a balanced way, you know. So for family people, Brahma Baba is the role model. You follow Brahma Baba in 5 steps. You know, you become Bab Saman. First step is like faith, unbreakable faith, unshakable faith, unbreakable love. That's the first step. Second step, surrender. On the basis of faith, he surrendered himself. That means everything belongs to Baba. I am only a trustee. Third step, obedience. Whatever Baba said, Baba did. There was no other example in front of him. And the third was loyalty. Very much important for family people to be loyal to Baba. You know, Brahma Baba was so loyal. Like for example, you know, when Shiva Baba entered Brahma Baba's body, he became Baba's wife, isn't it? Shiva Baba made Brahma Baba his wife, so that is how we were born through Brahma Baba's mouth. Right? So, before his Laukik wife, Jasoda, used to worship him like a god and wash his feet and drink the water. But then the moment Shiva Baba came into his body and made him his wife, Brahma Baba had such a change of attitude towards his wife. You know, such a pure love, no bodily love anymore. So the wife changed totally. Baba became so loyal to Shiva Baba, he did not even touch, you know, through the thought or having the feeling, oh, this is my wife or anything. So she began to call Baba as Baba. In Indian families, they don't call father as, you know, husband as father. So she started to say Baba and accept Baba as the father. So that transformation happened in her because of Baba's loyalty to Shiva Baba. Such loyalty. And the third important speciality Baba had was detachment and love. You know, when you are loving to someone, you are always detached from them. See, God is always loving because he is detached. So if I want to be loved by everyone, don't make effort to be loving. Make effort to be detached. Detached does not mean you don't communicate, you become dry or isolate or, you know, run away. But you are always there, available, but yet you don't make anyone depend on you. So as a parent, if you can follow these 5 steps of Baba, this includes all other steps. So you will definitely become Bab Saman. So you become the trademark of Brahma Baba. So each one of you become Master Brahma. Your step will reveal father to everyone. So I know the time is up. The children are waiting for the parents because they have to come back. Yeah. No, they can come. Yeah. You can remove the table. Yeah. So, are you happy with this little sharing?
Yes.
Huh? Does it help you?
Yes.
So take these 5 steps and then change your way of handling your children and the attitude towards them. Make every home a sacred place. That is the blessing for next year. Make every home sacred place into a temple. Anybody comes to your place, feel they have come to a temple, a sacred place, not a household. So that will automatically bring you lots of blessings. Okay?